knucklehead time.
You want my knucklehead? What are your qualifications?
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
You two knuckleheads.
K-I-S-M.
We got a guy who's qualified down there in Oregon to win it, a felon.
Yeah, we always say if you're wanted by the cops, it's probably best to keep a low profile. But this guy was dancing around with a sword and a nitrous oxide tank outside of a hot springs on Saturday. So the cops, they ended up finding him hiding in a porta potty. Perfectly fitting for this dude.
And then our other runner-up today comes to us from Pierce County in Sumner. This knucklehead driving around in a 2013 Acura is street racing somebody, and he loses control of it and puts that car off a bridge and into the White River. And it's got to be, they got to bring out a dive team. They got to hook that thing up with cables. They lift it 60 feet in the air and onto the bridge deck and tow that thing out of there. But if you shoot your neighbor over lawn clippings, you're getting the crown.
Knucklehead!
And that's what happened in Indiana Sunday evening. Here we are at the start of the lawn mowing season. 53-year-old guy gets locked up after he shot his 55-year-old neighbor with a handgun. The neighbor's out on a riding mower, and I guess it's spraying some clippings onto the 53-year-old man's property. 53-year-old man takes out his leaf blower, starts blowing it back onto the riding mower guy's property. Then he takes the leaf blower and starts blowing it at the guy on the riding mower. But that doesn't deter the guy from continuing to mow his property. He's on his side of the line. This is not satisfying for the 53-year-old man. So he goes and gets his handgun and fires one at and into his neighbor. The neighbor is in satisfactory condition in the hospital now.
Yeah. When the question comes up, do you rake or bag your clippings? He's like, well, I rake my clippings and I bag my neighbors.
Yeah. And I rake the shells, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Our 9:30 knucklehead winner. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Yeah, sometimes on Wednesday night, they got live music down there. They've always got something great to eat. The forecast is decent. You sit outside. Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.